Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and you're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. Today, I will be interviewing Laura Beaupere. She's from Townshippers Association, and Laura is the Outreach and Events Coordinator. Today, we will be talking about Townshippers Festival coming up on September 19th in Barrie. I will also have some announcements for community events, some health news, and some music. And we will start off today's show with Cool and the Gang, and the song is called Celebration. Today I'm talking about a wonderful celebration of the people, culture, and community spirit that make the Eastern Township such a special place to live. The Townshippers Festival is coming to Barrie on Saturday, September 19th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it promises to be a wonderful day for the whole family. The festival is free and will feature live music from local artists, an artisan market, food trucks, creative workshops, community booths, games, and activities for all ages. What makes this festival particularly special is its bilingual and inclusive spirit. It brings together Anglophones and Francophones, young people and seniors, families and visitors, all with an opportunity to connect, discover something new, and celebrate the communities that make up the Eastern Townships. Today we're going to find out more about what visitors can look forward to and what goes on behind the scenes to bring an event like this together. Joining me today is Laura Beaupere. She is the Outreach and Events Coordinator for Townshippers Association, and she's going to tell us all about the 2026 Townshippers Festival. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really pleased to be interviewing Laura Beaupere. She's the Outreach and Events Coordinator for Townshippers Association, and today we'll be talking about Townshippers Festival 2026, and that's really exciting. Coming up soon, it's on the 19th of September. It's a Saturday, and it's fun for the whole family. So welcome, Laura.
Hi, Maureen.
For people who haven't yet heard about Townshippers Festival, can you start by telling us a little bit about it? And why is this festival, what's it all about, and what makes it such a special event for the Eastern Townships?
Yes, of course. You should definitely come and check what CFest is on the day and by yourself, because it's really a fun day of community festivities, of gathering, of music, food, artisan, and organizations. Lots of things happening and lots of fun with everyone for the whole family. It's an important date to add to your calendar because you'll be able to have a bit of history about the townships, to also discover all the different organizations and their services that are available for you, for your family, for your friends. You'll be able to discover as well bands and live music from people that are from the townships. So I'd say it's really a day to to enjoy with it.
And this year's theme, you have a theme this year?
Yes, our theme this year is Stonechippers Through Time, because we wanted to put an importance on finding back our roots, to look back on our heritage and to enjoy that all together. So on that day, you'll be able to find different activities that are kind of heritage related, if I can say. We'll have a photo booth, we'll have glass painting, we'll also have a secret harp workshop as well. So the idea is to be together today, but with everything that came before us.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Now, the festival this year, it's going to be held in Barrie. Previously, it had been held in Stansted and Lennoxville. And what have you learned from those previous editions? And how will this year's festival in Barrie be different?
The difference this year in Barrie is that we'll be mostly in the same location in Memorial Park. We'll have additional activities also in Pope Memorial School and in the Barrie Cultural Center. But it's going to be mostly in the same location rather than in past years. It was often on along the street here in Lennoxville or in different locations. So now we are aiming in more of a gathering, and being in a smaller municipality, it really helped us doing that.
Now, it's for English-speaking people and French-speaking people, for anybody, actually. And when you look at the Eastern Townships, what do you think makes our bilingual and multicultural communities unique?
What makes it unique is that I feel that people are able to blend in together. That even if you only speak English or you only speak French, you'll be able to find some common roots or some common ways of living. And I feel that that's the part that is very rich here in the Eastern Township, is that being able to, even with those differences, being able to live together and to thrive together.
Now, there'll be lots of live music from local artists. Who can we expect to see and hear, and what kind of musical atmosphere are you hoping to create?
We'll have a bit of everything. One of our main artists will be North. She's a folk artist that is from Barrie, so you really shouldn't miss out. We have a band called Canvas, which is made by Bishop's University students. We'll also have one performer whose name is Mackenzie, and she's in fact one of Stonechippers Association's summer students. So lots to discover from people from the area.
Mm-hmm. Lots of exciting music to discover, as you said. There will also be an artisan market. What kinds of local artists and craftspeople will be there? Why is supporting local artisans so important?
It's indeed very important to support the local artists, because you want to discover what they have to offer, what they have to show you, their vision of the Eastern Township that is embedded within their art. We'll have different kinds of crafts and creation. We'll have handcrafted memory journals. We'll have knitting, crafts, stones, carved, really lots of different things. If you want to discover all that, the artisan will be inside the armory in Barrie, so just next to the park, but you can enjoy a little time inside as well.
Sounds like a lot of fun and interesting too. Now, food is always an important part of the festival. What can visitors expect from the food trucks?
For the food trucks, you can expect different type of food. So we'll have a Dusty Road canteen that'll be there. But we'll also have for the sweet tooth some cookies and some home-baked really sweetness and milk and all of that. So I'd say have a light breakfast and just come to enjoy the food as well.
Okay. And I understand there will be creative workshops for all ages. What kinds of activities will people be able to participate in?
Indeed, it's for all the ages. So we'll have a glass painting workshop. So you'll be able to paint on glass. And the idea is to make a big sort of mural art all together by the end of the day. You'll be able to enjoy a band that is called Secret Harp Sherbrooke, and you enjoy their introduction in Secret Harp singing, but you'll also be able to learn how to sing with them. We'll have activities for the kids as well, and the cultural center is organizing lots of different activities, such as a photo booth section, a storytelling section to have the kids create stories. And last but not least, it's not a craft activity, but we'll have a mini farm as well on site. So you'll be able to pet some animals as well.
Fun, something for all age groups. And there will also be community and information booths. Why is it important to give local organizations an opportunity to connect directly with the public?
We should give those organizations the opportunity to connect with the public, because lots of the public maybe know some organizations, know their name, but they don't always know the services that they offer, and also which services could apply to them. So it's really important to showcase all that, either if it's important for you or maybe for someone that you know, and you could as well share the information that you gather on that day.
Now, the festival is free, which makes it very accessible. Was keeping the event free for everyone an important part of the planning?
It's definitely an important part for us to keep it free, because we know that people in the Eastern Township don't always have the opportunity to afford that type of activities. And also at the end of the summer, you spend already maybe a big portion of your budget in all the different fairs that happen. So it was important for us to keep it accessible and to don't discriminate anyone.
Okay. And what does an event like this contribute to the smaller communities of the Eastern Townships, do you think? Does it help people discover communities they might not have otherwise visited?
Definitely. Definitely it helps build a community and a community feeling. It also helps people to meet organizations or artisans, to give really a showcase of everything that is possible within the Eastern Township, and also to put the emphasis on what's happening here and what people are capable of.
Now, there's something really lovely about the idea of celebrating the townships themselves. What are you most proud of when you think about this region and the people who live here?
I'd say that I'm most proud of the community work that is happening here, and that often you know that it is happening, but maybe you don't know all the secrets or everything that is happening backstage, and there is a lot. I think we should put an emphasis on everything that everyone is doing and how this large community is doing things to help themselves and to really support everyone that needs it.
Mm-hmm. Did you always live in the townships, Laura?
Oh, no, I just arrived, almost a year ago. I lived in Belgium before that.
Okay. Putting on a festival of this size takes a lot of work behind the scenes. And how many volunteers and community partners are involved in making the day happen?
This year we have about 30 community organizations that are part of this organization. We have all of our staff at Townshipers Association that is helping us making this day a success. We are still looking out for volunteers, so if you're interested in taking part of that day, either by using your arms and your strength to help us build it, or just be there to give out information to the participants, we would love to have you on that day as well.
Okay, and if somebody wants to volunteer, how do they get in touch with you?
They can go on our website at townshipers.org/tfest, or they can send an email to our email address, which is tfest@townshipers.org, and we'll reply within the day.
Okay, that is great. What has been the response so far from the people of Barrie and the surrounding communities?
They seem really, really eager to be on the day of the event and just be there. And I feel that having a smaller municipality and then a smaller community is really a way to work all together and to be able to make that festival a really festive and beautiful day. So I feel that everyone within the city will enjoy the day as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they will. Now, if somebody only has a few hours to spend at the festival, what are the things you absolutely don't want them to miss?
Personally, I'd say the mini farm, because if you just want to look or pet the animals, it would be a very nice stop. But you should check a bit of the organizations that are there. You should go to the armory, just do a quick spin, listen to some music, maybe grab something to eat before going to the heritage corner, and you'll have time. I mean, we have a lot of activities happening, but you have the time to go around and check everything for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Now, the activity, it's on 19th. It's at Barry. It starts at 10 a.m. and goes until 3 p.m. and it's free for the whole family. Any charge for parking?
No. Everything is free. If you have an handicapped parking cart, you'll be able to park just a few feet from the entrance. Otherwise, you can park within the street and you'll have space to park.
Okay. And finally, what does the Townshipers Festival mean to you personally? And what would make you go home at the end of the day thinking, this was a wonderful festival?
Personally, I'd say that it's being able to gather people and to give them a sense of ownership of where they live and of their own culture.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful answer. Anything else we left out that you'd like to add?
Yes, maybe I could also say that the Lennoxville and District Women's Center will be there to offer a respite area for the families that just want to have a quieter time with their little ones or be able to have a shading and quiet area to breastfeed or breast pump if they want to. We have that space for them.
Okay, that is good to know. We've been talking with Laura Beaupere today from Townshipers Association. She's the Outreach and Events Coordinator, and we've been talking about Townshipers Festival coming up on September 19th. It's a Saturday in Barrie. Starts at 10, goes to 3 p.m., and it's fun for the whole family, and it's free. So thanks again, Laura, and all the best.
Thank you, Maureen. Bye.
Bye. And next up, we have some community events for you. The Lennoxville Library will be holding a large used book sale coming up on Saturday, September 5th, 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Lennoxville United Church, located at 6 Church Street in Lennoxville. Hundreds of books in English and French, very reasonably priced. There will also be a fill-a-bag for $10 from 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Proceeds to support the library. At the Hutt ANAF, Unit 380, over on St. Francis Street, there is a cornhole tournament that happens on September 5th. Entry is $10 per team. Bring your own partner, rain or shine, and the start is 1 o'clock. All money goes back to prizes. And they're going to have hot dogs too. It's $2 a piece for a steamed hot dog. The sign-up sheet is on the board at the Hut. And over at the ANAF, Unit 318 on St. Francis Street in Lennoxville, Sid Aulis will be playing music every Sunday at 1:30 at the Hut. You must be 18 years and over, and there is admission charged. And don't forget Farm Fest coming up at the Cookshire Fairgrounds. That happens on September 12th. Fun for the whole family. Starts at 10 a.m. and goes until 11 a.m. It's to raise awareness for Huntington's disease. There's music on the hour, games for kids, Harvest Festival theme, hay rides, face painting. There's a scientist booth, vendors, a petting zoo, and poultry judging. So again, that happens on September 12th, only $10 entry and fun for the whole family. Frontier Lodge is having its 90th anniversary celebration. Come join them on Saturday, September 19th at Frontier Lodge from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information or to RSVP, www.frontierlodge.org/anniversary or email them at office@frontierlodge.org. Over at the ANAF Unit 318, the hut, there is a dance. The band is Night Shift, and that happens on September 19th from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. Admission is charged, and you must be 18 years and over. The Lennoxville Quilters annual quilt sale happens on Friday, September 11th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, September 12th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Grace Village, located at 1515 Pleasant View in Sherbrooke. Quilts on display and for sale, boutique, bistro, vendors, quilts of valor, gift basket straw, special vintage display, and door prizes. And we've got the 25th edition of Rendezvous Howard. That is coming up in Howard's Park in Sherbrooke from the 4th to the 6th of September. It's a Friday, 17 hours to 20 hours, and Saturday and Sunday, 11 hours to 17 hours, and it's free to get onto the grounds. And next up, we have some health news, and it's going to be with Ted Silver today here on the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and the station is CJMQ 88.9 FM.
This is a CJMQ health update. Back to school shopping usually means pencils, notebooks, and of course, a new backpack. But the Quebec Chiropractors Association says choosing the right backpack could help prevent some pretty serious aches and pains. The association recommends a simple 5-point check starting with size. The bottom of the backpack should sit in the small of the child's back, just above the buttocks, and it shouldn't extend above the shoulders. The shoulder strap should be at least 5 centimeters wide, padded, and adjusted to the same height. Once everything is adjusted, the backpack should sit close to the back, but not be so tight that it's uncomfortable. And since every child is different, the best advice is simple: take your child with you when buying one. That way, you'll know right away if the backpack actually fits. That's the latest health update on 88.9 The Cube.
You're listening to the Townships at 12 on CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube, here in the Eastern Townships. And I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale. I want to thank my guest on the show today, Laura Beaupere from Townshipers Association. She is the Outreach and Events Coordinator. Mark September 19th on your calendars and plan to attend T-Fest for 2026. And I want to thank everybody who came by to talk to us at the Aerscliff Fair last weekend. And we will be at Townshipers Festival also on the 19th. So I invite everybody to come and talk to us there. Thanks everybody for listening, and we will close today's show with Kiss the Sky, and it's by local artist Kate Morrison.
As I look out at the morning sun, my life has only just begun, and I count my blessings and the love around. Nothing more I need, so much more I've found. So I reach my hands up to caress the clouds. Seems I've been blessed so much that I'm not too gently through another.